Just say some words about Mike Adams and your thoughts about that situation.
It was unfortunate. You know, that's a great man. He's a good friend. He's my locker roommate. I also sit by him in team meetings, so it's been a little difficult, you know, with him not here. But I know he's going to make a full recovery. God has blessed him, and you know, I'm happy to see him recover and happy to see him get better. Just looking for him to improve.
You just holding that position down for him until he comes back?
You got to talk to the Steelers about that, man.
but certainly it's given you an opportunity to
work
to
different
expand
positions.
Your resume. Huh?
Right, correct.
Just in general, that situation, I mean, even if the snaps you've gotten at center, you have to be pretty excited about the way things
are. It's getting a lot of work, you know, getting a lot of reps. You know, getting a lot of film out there, so it's good. You know, taking in the strides, being accountable for the reps that I'm getting, so I need to make sure that every rep is as perfect as can be. So it's one of those things I'm working on. I'm being accountable and taking responsibility of what the Steelers have given me so far.
Well, there's kind of an opening at tight end, too, you know.
Do you have to sort of prep for practice, saying, I'm right tackle today, so I better go over some of the plays because you move around so much?
Well, you know, the thing is if you know – you know, when you learn the playbook, you want to learn it from a holistic point of view. So whenever they throw you in at any position, you're ready. And once they call your name, you're ready to go in and make an impact.
That's been a story of your career so far, right?
So far, yeah.
Did it get confusing?
I mean, you have to do some thinking. But like Coach Thomas said today earlier, you know, if you know and understand what you're doing, you won't have to think. So it's getting to that point where it's no thinking involved and it's just playing.
What's been tough about center?
For me, being honest, it's just snapping. You know, that's one thing I've been working on before practice, after practice, at home, you know, when I'm away on the weekends, just working on snapping the ball and doing it consistently. Right now, I think that's my challenge right now.
Did you ever do that before?
Snapping?
Yeah.
No.
Not even messing around?
I mean, you mess around. I mean, you just, you know, out there playing around, but not really.
Never.
You're not taking it as serious as I'm taking it right now. So that's my biggest challenge, and I'm attacking it. I'm getting better at it. You know, from the first day I was out here, getting better. So they were a little bit more consistent today than they've been over the past 2 weeks. So, you know, just got to keep working it, take it a day at a time, and work to get better.
What about that 320-pound nose tackle on your nose?
That must
count. I mean, you know, that's football. You play football, you've been playing against 300 pounders all your life. You know, it's a little bit more confined space. But for me, like I said, my challenge is a snapper.